Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Atom Valves Limited Q4 FY23 results conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vastupal Shah from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shah.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all. As this is the first conference call of the company, there will be a brief introduction about the company and industry, followed by a financial update for the Q4 and FY23, and then followed by Q&A. Now, I would like to welcome Mr. Amit Jain, Managing Director of Atom Valves Limited. Amit ji, welcome to the call.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Vastupal ji.
So now I would like.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah. Please, Amit ji, go ahead.
Hello, everyone. This is Amit Jain, Managing Director, Atom Valves Limited. Conference calls are an opportunity for us to interact with our investor community. On behalf of the company, I welcome you all to the first conference call of Atom Valves Limited. As we are connecting for the first time, I would like to brief about what we do. Atom Valves Limited is one of the leading manufacturers of industrial and plumbing valves and fittings. The company is known for innovation and product quality and manufactures gate, globe, check, ball, butterfly, steam traps, boiler mounting, and accessories, and other industrial valves and fittings. Company's valves are used in many renowned industries like oil and gas, refineries, and petrochemicals, chemicals and pharmaceuticals, marine mining, water and wastewater, textile, sugar, and HVAC industries. Company's facility is spread over 63,000 sq ft. The company has three foundry shops, one each for non-ferrous, stainless steel, and carbon steel, carbon and alloy steel, with multiple molding foundry processes. Atom Valves Limited is an existing 35-year-old entity with three generations working towards our mission of becoming the leader of manufacturing and exporting industrial valves, fittings, and boiler mounting. Today, we have 500 SKUs serving over 300 clients. Our current staff strength is 500 people. We have a strong pan-India dealer network of 750 numbers, which we intend to take to 1,000 numbers. We serve over 300 clients, and few of our marquee clients are Thermax, NTPC, HPCL, BPCL, Adani, Ganesh Industrial Suppliers, Universal Mills Store, Raman Sales, Global Flow, Cheema Boilers. Our top 15 clients contribute 80% of sales. Our international presence is 3%, with presence in South Africa, USA, U.K., and Indonesia. The company intends to increase its presence in the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Tanzania, Kenya, Russia. To talk about revenue contribution from our business verticals, boilers contribute to 30% sales, domestic contributes 40% of sales, hydro projects contribute 10% of sales, other products contribute 20% of sales. I am happy to announce we are entering into a new business vertical of bathroom faucets and allied items. We plan to invest rupees 30 crore and launch our bathroom faucets and allied items project in either for the first or second quarter of FY2023-24. We are confident that this expansion will have a significant positive impact on our overall revenue and growth. Now, let me give you industry perspective of valves as well as boiler industry. Firstly, valves. The global industrial valve market size is estimated to be $80.4 billion in 2023, which is expected to rise at a CAGR of 4.4% to $99.8 billion by 2028. Asia-Pacific held the largest share of the industrial valve market in 2022. India has significant market share in industrial valves after China. Demand drivers of valves are healthcare and pharmaceuticals, establishment of smart fitting globally, rapid deployment of connected network to monitor valve conditions, and predict system failure are the major factors driving the growth of industrial valves market. Industrial valves market and dynamics. Increasing need to establish new power plants and revamp existing ones. Rising demand for AI integrated valves for intelligent water supply. Glowvalve held the largest share of industrial valve market in 2022. Now let me talk about boiler industry. The global industrial boiler market size was estimated at $15.31 billion in 2022, and it is expanding around $23.5 billion by 2030 with a registered CAGR of 5.5% from 2022 to 2030. Growth drivers. The rapid industrialization and stringent government regulation pertaining to carbon and other harmful emissions are expected to be the major drivers of the global industrial boiler market. The rising end use application of the industrial boilers across various industry verticals such as food and beverages, textile and consumer goods is spurring market growth across the globe. The shifting focus of the government towards the development of large capacity industrial boilers is fostering the growth of the global industrial boiler market. The exponential demand for the industrial boilers in the chemical industry is a major driver of the global industrial boiler market. Asia Pacific is estimated to be the most opportunist with the rising government initiative to attract FDIs. The presence of a huge population is offering growth opportunities to the manufacturers of various industries like food and beverages, chemicals and textiles. The boiler market in India is growing fast at a CAGR of 24.53% with the ever-increasing energy requirement of the nation. The thermal power plant, that is coal and gas-based generation, are the key drivers of this growth of the Indian boiler market. Other than them, it's the biomass power plant, which drives the small segment boiler market. The outlook of the segment is positive as the nation is poised to increase its installed capacity, thus creating new business avenues for the equipment manufacturers. The company entered equity market by SME IPO on BSE SME in raising 4.5 crore rupees in July 2020. Today, I am happy to announce that the company has migrated to the main board of NSE and BSE from BSE SME on 10th May 2023. Migrating to the main board is a big milestone for the company. This would provide a boost to the growth of the company and attract more investors and provide the further growth capital to help the company for future business growth. Now, let me take you through the performance of the company during quarter 4 FY23 and FY23 as a whole. For quarter 4 FY23, the company reported revenues of 19.82 crores Indian rupees, up by 193%. EBITDA of 4.50 crores, up by 369%. PAT of rupees 3.30 crores, up by 432%. For FY23, the company reported revenues of 49.25 crores, up by 141%, EBITDA of rupees 11.16 crore, up by 246%, PAT of rupees 7.67 crore, up by 460%. Now I open the forum for the question and answer session.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Mr. Rahul Yadav from Nibiru Finance. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. First of all, my heartiest congratulations on stupendous performance. And my first question is that when are we planning to launch the bathroom fittings range?
Thank you, Mr. Rahul. As I said earlier, we are anticipating in the first and or second quarter of this financial year, 23-24.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sahil from Corporate Cap Ventures. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, Mr. Amit ji, for reporting extraordinary performance in this year. We have observed that the company has reporting very good margins in this year. So I just wanted to check how sustainable they are in the future.
Sorry, can you repeat your question, please? Thank you.
We have observed that company has reported a very good margins, operating margins and profit margins in FY23. So just wanted to check how sustainable these margins are in future.
This is achievable, very much achievable, because the way we are expanding, the way we are expanding our network along with the product range. So this is quite achievable. So it's not going to be a big problem.
Okay, that's great. I have another question on bill receivable as well. We have observed that the bill receivable has been constantly increasing on year-on-year basis. So is it the industry standard that generally the bill receivable days are falls into this range? Or, I mean, maybe you can just throw out some commentary on it.
As far as this question is concerned, we have observed in the last quarter that there was a quite steep in the increase in sales. So accordingly, the market, they take about 90 to 120 days. So that's why you can, see the quite difference in the payment circle.
Okay. So are we expecting some lower days in the coming period?
Yeah, we are introducing some new schemes, like, we are offering cash discounts or turnover discounts if customers are paying earlier. So we are anticipating that we can achieve it in 90 days.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Supriya Kelkar from Cogen Finvest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, I just wanted to understand that you are into valves, industrial valves, and with your son, the third generation coming into the business, you are entering into the faucet business. So going forward, what will be the vision of the company and what will be the focus of the company?
See, every company wants to grow. So with the third generation getting into it, we want to become biggest brand all over India, which is known all over India, and to have our presence in the biggest cities. So that's our moral motto that we want to achieve.
So yeah, but then you already have a pan India presence in the valves, and faucet is altogether totally a different business as if you connect it with the valves. So why did you get into this business?
See, with the walls, we are known among those who are actually using walls, and with the faucet, we'll be known among everybody, even the household people, every person would know what Jaguar is, right? So, Atom Walls will be known among those who are using walls in their pipelines or their industry. But with the faucet, you are known among everybody. So, that's the whole criteria.
So you mean to say that your existing customer you wanted to target for your faucet business also?
Not the existing customer, but those who are into plumbing business, yes, they can help us.
Okay. So I just wanted to understand, coming down to your main business of valves, can I have a breakup for whatever you receive the revenues from the boilers or the domestic appliance and the hydro projects, that segmental revenue breakup, is it possible for you to give it up to me?
Yeah, in my opening speech, I have already given the data about boilers. We are contributing, they are contributing almost 30% off of the sales. With the domestic, we are getting 40% of the sales. Hydro projects for 10% and other products 20%.
Okay. And sir, what will be your top 10 customers' contribution?
Around 40-50% from our top 10 customers.
40-50%.
Yes.
Okay. Sir, isn't it a risk of a concentration there then?
Sorry.
Isn't it a risk of a concentration over there? The business concentration over there?
No. That is going to be a total separate line, and my son is gonna control that. So we have separate network for those, and we have separate teams to sell the product.
Okay. So I have a few more questions, but I'll come back in a few.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Meet Katrodia from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible? Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. What is your guidance for the top line and margin in the future?
Sorry, you have to repeat your question. Sorry.
Yes, sir. What is your guidance for the top line and margin in the future?
See, we are anticipating at least 25 CR for this current year from this new range. Yeah.
Okay. And sir, will you be able to give sector-wise revenue breakdown of top line? That means how much of revenue coming from petrochemicals, chemicals, and pharma sector?
Yeah, we can provide you with that, but I need some time for that. If you can allow me have your email ID, I can email you all the details.
Okay, sir. My next question, how we are able to compete with and gain market share from the other competitors like Terraria, Skriton, and Camtek? So what is our future plan and what we are doing something new to compete with them?
See, we are focused on the quality product, and we are trying to, you know, get our products approved in all the big businesses like NTPC, BPCL, HPCL. And, you know, once you satisfy these big customers, you get regular business from the other clients as well.
Okay, right. And what is our current capacity utilization?
Current capacity, as far as numbers are concerned, is 65-70 crore.
Okay. And sir, will you be more brief about CapEx? So CapEx will happen at our existing facility or something new, land or capacity?
No, we have to have a new land and
Okay.
Total new project. Yeah.
Okay. So project will be completed in or it is to be a land to be acquired or something like that?
So land we have already, you know, shortlisted. So it's
Okay.
not going to take much more. So it's yeah.
Okay.
That's
Thank
how
you.
We have planned for the second quarter. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Harish Shiar, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Okay. Congratulations for the good set of numbers, and look forward to the same performance in the years to come. Just now you said that 25 crores will be the turnover for the June quarter. I misunderstood.
I was saying 25 CR we are expecting from the new business, bathroom faucet.
Okay. Okay. You know what? If I see your quarterly numbers, in this quarter, we have done nearly 20 crores, which was only 10 crores in the December and the 7 crores in the last March, itself, you know. So this 20 crores, what you attained is due to seasonality year end or something of that sort, or you'll be able to do this run rate quarter wise?
Every year, if you go through the, you go back and look at the numbers. Every year,
yeah.
You know, last quarter is the best quarter for
yeah.
For us and for every big customers. Like,
okay.
You know, they want to achieve their target. So last quarter is always, you know, busy and they fulfill our demands as well.
Correct, correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. And, sir, I'm looking at our balances. The property plant equipment is only hardly 2.5 crores, and we have done the turnover of 50 crores in this year. So, I'm just wondering how it is possible, you know, there's so much a turnaround of the plant, nearly 20 times of the, plant. So, are we buying out some, finished goods or how it is? So everything is manufactured by us?
Yes, almost everything is manufactured by us. In this last year, we have developed quite a new product, stainless steel pipe fitting, then stainless steel walls. So that has impacted the sales.
No, I understand, sir. But what I'm trying to understand, the general ratio, if you see between the property plant value and the turnover, it is looking too, too high as compared to any other manufacturing company. This is what is my concern. So I was, that's why I was wondering whether you are buying some finished goods and the selling, or it is all manufactured inside. That is what I was trying to understand,
This is all manufactured inside, and this is all, value addition added items. So maybe that's the reason. Yeah.
Okay. And this, the working capital management is very strained as such. You have done 20 crores turnover and 20 crores are in the receivables. You said 90 days and all those things are there. But any plan to improve your working capital cycle, because your cash flow also is negative in this year, actually?
Yes. That's what I said earlier, that we are introducing some new schemes, cash discount schemes and turnover discounts, so that customer can pay us a bit earlier than what they are doing right now.
Okay.
So we are anticipating a good change in the upcoming time.
Okay. Now coming back to your new expansion, you are putting up a factory for the bathroom fitting. And I heard that you are going to spend 30 crores on that. Is it right?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the source of fund for this 30 crores?
Going to equity only.
Equity?
Yes.
So you are going to raise further equity on this?
Yes.
I see. Very good. And what is the lead time for put up this factory? I heard that by June it will be ready, but still we have not acquired the land also.
We have shortlisted the land, and hopefully by this month we'll be ready with everything. We have already ordered all the, machinery which is required.
Okay.
And, to start with, we want to do the trading first.
Okay.
We are going to procure some products from China, Italy, or whatever the market. We have already shortlisted. And so first two quarters will be the trading one. And by the end of third quarter, we'll be ready with our own in-house facility.
Okay. Thank you very much, and all the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations on good set of numbers, sir. You just said that 25 CR revenue is expected from a new business. So I'm pretty much new to this business itself. Can you please help me know which new business are you referring to?
Bathroom pockets.
Sir, the CAPEX that we are just talking about.
Yes.
Okay, so the CAPEX itself is of 30 crore and we are expecting a revenue of 25 CR at full potential.
Yes.
Okay, understood. And also, I'll just confirm, the Q4 revenues are not recurring. Like, this is sort of a seasonality impact. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So any aspect, and also the previous participant asked if we have any top line guidance. Did you say 5% or 25%? I heard it wrong, I guess.
Sorry, you have to repeat it.
Yeah, I'm saying the previous participant asked about the top line guidance, revenue guidance, and you replied, I guess, 5% or 25%. I couldn't follow exactly what you said. Can you please come back on that?
It should be 25%.
25% revenue growth, YOY?
Yes.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Akhil Kumar, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Hello. Hello. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Sir, my question is regarded to your new expansion plan where you are entering into bath accessories. You are going to spend some 30 crore capex, and as you said, first two quarter will be a trading quarter. So it is after spending 30 crore, what would be the full 100% at 100% capacity utilization? How much it can generate the top line?
With the 30 CR, we can go up to 100 CR.
So 3 to 4 times of asset utilization.
Yes.
Okay. But your the existing segment, you are doing some 20 to 25 times of your asset utilization, right?
Yes.
So I'm not wrong. Okay. And the margin profile is also going to be same into this business?
Almost, yes. The trading margin will be more, but you know, overall manufacturing margin will be this only.
So around somewhere around 15 to 20% to the new segment.
Yes, yes, 15%.
At EBITDA level.
Yes.
And regarding working capital of a new business, right now we have a good number of debtor days. Is it going to be same into the new business because you are just starting, or it is going to be like a little less because again it's a trading business?
See, it's actually, you know, more of a investment prone business because you need to invest on the branding,
okay,
know, marketing and all.
Mm-hmm.
So the working capital is going to be utilized on those areas as well. But with our existing wall business, we don't have to much spend much on these, you know, marketing and branding.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, my that working capital was okay. But again, my question, one of the aspect of the question was, the data days are going to be same for the new segment also?
You mean the dealers?
Debtors, receivables for the new segment. Bath
okay.
segment.
Debtors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can say that.
Okay. So somewhere around 80-90 days would be the debtor days in the new business also.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Any plan once you start your manufacturing of new business, any plans for going to OEM business? Or you will sell only on your own brand?
No, we will sell our own brand only.
That's
as
it.
As of now, this is what we have decided because we want to develop our new brand and we want to market that. So,
okay.
And that, you know, depends on the market.
Yes.
If there's a capacity to, you know, still unused capacity, then we can look at OEMs also. But initially, we have decided that we want to develop our own brand.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, your existing facility of wall manufacturing at how much turnover it can generate at 100% utilization?
It's like I said, our total capacity is 65 to 70 CR.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you also looking to expand this facility in near term?
We are thinking of that.
Yeah, because you are already somewhere around 50 crores.
Yes, we are thinking of that because we are developing new products as well. And hopefully, you know, by next year, we'll be requiring more land for this area as well, for this existing factory as well.
Okay, okay. Yeah. But this time, for the new expansion, the asset proportion will be completely on a higher side, not like 20-25 times compared to that. Is it that?
Your voice is not clear.
So, new while expansion, okay, that's all. I got your point. I got it. That's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Supriya Kirkar from Cochin Finvest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity once again. Sir, I just want to understand how big is the unorganized market in the wall business?
It's quite big. You know, numbers won't be possible as of now because, you know, unorganized market, you look at the market like Pune, then Ahmedabad, then Jalandhar. We have around, you know, 500 manufacturers.
Okay.
So everybody is selling and there is a big opportunity in our organized market as well.
So then, isn't it a big threat to us?
Not really, because, you know, like I said, we believe in, you know, getting our brand approved so that customer is stick to us. Because we are providing good quality, good service, and deliveries are fast. So, you know, most of our customers are from 10, 12 years. So we have a good repeat business. So they
So
are
basically,
happy with us. Sorry?
yeah. No, you go ahead, please.
Yeah. So we have never faced these kind of problem because we have set ourselves, you know, at some level. So we don't go down that level.
So the institutional sales is basically our strong holding on the business.
Yes.
So what would be our market share in the organized market?
We are contributing, as far as India is concerned, you can say that we are doing about 5 to 6%.
Okay. Sir, I also wanted that you also, you know, showcase your product in exhibition and event, and that also contributed some comparatively significant amount to your revenue. So can you please help us understand this line of business?
See, there was an exhibition like Boiler India. So all boiler manufacturers were there, all good boiler manufacturers were there. So we have our exhibition, we exhibited there. So we got good response. Those who are new to the boiler business, they would come to know that what Atom is. And then we showcase our existing clients. You know, we show them that these are our happy clients that are already using Atom Walls. So we get good opportunities like that. Now, there's a same kind of exhibition is like exhibiting in Kenya, Boiler World. So then there's a Boiler India again in Delhi. So these kind of exhibitions give us boost, and we get to know, you know, new upcoming boiler manufacturers or customers, and they get to know what Atom is.
Okay. Sir, any product pipeline now for valve business? For any specific industry or any specific client?
You want to know the client?
No, I wanted to know any products are in the pipeline, the new launches are in the pipeline.
New launches?
Yeah, new launches in the valve business for the new customers or the changing in the industry, like this power business and all, they are rebuilder. So any new thing, requirements are coming up for the valve business?
Yeah, you know, every day we are innovating something. We are doing new products for nuclear power. So
Okay.
the new upcoming you know, projects which are coming, nuclear world. So
Okay.
now we are getting into those line as well.
Okay. And when it will be marketed, sir?
So it's gonna take time. You know, it's still in the initial phase. Like we are in the drafting stage as of now. So it will take another 6 to 7 months.
Okay.
At least. Yeah.
So, if I understood it correctly, the previous co-colleague of mine asked you, like, what is the maximum revenue can be generated from the valves? So you said, I believe you said it is 65 crore, whereas from the faucet business, you said that 100% capacity utilization, the business will contribute around 100 crore. So does that mean that the going forward, the faucet business would be the growth driver for the company?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay. And so it is too early to ask the margin, but are the margins better than the valves business over there?
See, when we have all the facilities in-house, then, you know, getting the manufacturing done, we are anticipating that we'll get about 15% to 20%.
Okay. And what are the margin in the valve business? Around 22%, right? So currently the margins are better. Oh, okay. The fourth quarter is 22%, so that is not sustainable.
Sorry?
So fourth quarter, I believe you reported around 22% margin, so that is not sustainable.
Yeah.
15%-16% is the overall yearly margin sustainable.
Yes, average is 15%. Yeah, 15%-16%.
Okay. Sir, and 5 years down the line, where do you see this company?
As I said earlier, we want to become the biggest brand which is known all over India and to have a presence in bigger cities. You know, I don't want to say any numbers, but you have asked for 1,000 crore.
Okay. Okay, that is really great, sir. And once again, congratulations for the good set of numbers posted for the Q4 and full year.
Thank you.
And all the best for your future. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Meet Katrodia from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. You are guiding for the top line growth of 25%, right? So it will, 25% will be on 50 crores, and additional 25 crore will be come from, new business, right?
Sorry, 25%?
You are guiding for 25% growth on top line, right?
Yes.
And also, this will be from our existing business, right?
Yes.
And also 25 crore,
25% + 25 crore for Yes.
So, repeat, please. Could you repeat it, please?
So 25% growth for-
Yeah.
Existing product.
Yeah.
And 25 crore for the new business.
Okay, okay. Got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Harish Shiat, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yeah. I'm again on a follow-up question. Can you share the revenue from the largest customer in the current year?
Largest customer is our dealer distributor in Ahmedabad, Kiran Enterprises.
Okay, okay. And, what are the credit terms with him?
90-120.
Okay, okay. And, I just now saw you are giving the press release on the BSE exchange. Thank you for that, and I would appreciate if you give it well in advance, you know, after the conference call started, you are giving that press.
Okay.
Hello.
We'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Next time.
Better, you know, we can go through that, and we can ask appropriate question out of that, you know?
All right. We'll take care of it.
Thank you. Thank you. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Kiran Paranjeb, from individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, okay, thanks. My question is more from a strategic perspective. You have been manufacturing valves for, as you said, number of years, and you are third generation. So I'm just wondering, what makes you feel to move away from valves and go into faucets? So did you did some kind of a market survey, and why only faucet? Why not something else? Since, faucets and valves are not directly correlated, neither the customer nor the manufacturing, et cetera. I would like to know your thought process of going into this completely new business, because you'll have to set up a new distribution network, completely new customer, so it can take a lot of bandwidth away from your current business. So just wanted to know where you're coming from.
Thank you for your question. First of all, mine is second generation. My son is joining, so that's the third generation.
Okay.
He's gonna lead the plumbing business. Why we thought of bathroom faucets? Because, you know, that's more, you know, of, what you say, you know, it's like, you know, it's usable for everybody, you know. You are known among the masses once you get into these, bathroom faucets. And with the wall business, we are happy with it, but there's, you know, we have a network of around 750 dealers We wish to increase that by 1,000 numbers. But, you know, with the bathroom faucets, you get to, you know, you have a distributor, you have a new setup. And, you know, the growth is quite prominent in bathroom faucet business than walls business. So that's the main reason.
Okay. And you said you're going to fund it from equity. So have you thought about, is this going to be a rights issue? Is it going to be QIP or is it going to be preferential warrants? What kind of equity dilution is going to happen?
We are thinking of, you know, preferential.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And one more question. If I look at your past history, the sales were pretty stagnant, I would say maybe 15, 16 crore, up to 20 crores, up to 22. And this year was a major change from 20, it jumped to 49, which is around 50 crore. So
yeah.
What was the main reason for this big change happening in this financial year?
First of all, we have increased our sales network with the sales people. We used to have 4 or 5, now we have around 15. So we are more approachable in the market. And second of all, we have introduced new products. Like I said earlier, stainless steel pipe fittings, stainless steel walls, then high pressure walls in class 150, 300 gate globe check. So those have contributed a lot. With our existing clients itself, like Thermex boilers, they were doing about, you know, 80 lakhs, 1 crore up to business with us. Last year, they have done about 3 crore. So these kind of changes we have done, that's why the sales have gone up.
Okay, thanks. That's all from my side. I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was the last question of our question and answer session. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vastupal Shah from Kirin Advisors for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Atom Valves Limited. If you have any queries, you can reach us at research@kirinadvisors.com. And once more, many thanks to management team and participants for joining the conference call.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.